Hi, it's Robert Chip Clark here, and I'm here at the Arrowton Sweet Corn Festival, and I'm here with Maureen. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing okay, and you're doing the ghost walk round Arrowton.
That's right. I did one at 12 o'clock, and I'm doing another one at 3 o'clock, and we're just going around the environs of Arrowton, learning all about the spooky past.
It has a spooky past, Arrowton, and what's your favourite part of the Arrowton ghost walk?
Oh, gosh, that's a difficult one. I love Arrowton Manor, because it's a lovely, lovely house. It's a lovely old house, an old Jacobean house. Lots of stories attached to that, but I think my favourite is the story of Harry Halls, who was a knight in shining armour, who fought at the Battle of Agincourt with Henry V. He's buried in the church just behind where we are at the moment, and apparently he used to collect taxes from the people of the Isle of Wight to take to the king. Only he was very, very good at collecting the taxes. He wasn't quite so good at getting them to the king. Some of it went in his own pocket, and the king wasn't very happy about that. And so after he died, and he was buried in Arrowton Church with a lovely old tomb, the king apparently came down and smashed the face of the tomb, and the family crest has been disfaced as well. And apparently that was because Henry V was so cross with Harry Halls for taking some of the money that should have come to him.
Arrowton Manor is haunted.
It is, absolutely. I don't wish to give too much away, but there's a little girl called Annabelle who apparently observed her brother murdering her father. He then chased her up to the attic and threw her out of the window, and she's been seen many, many times, including when there was some filming going on at the manor, and they had a lovely photograph at the end of the filming with everybody in costume, only there was a little girl dressed in a blue costume at the end of one of the rows that nobody knew was there, didn't recognise her, she hadn't been part of the crew, and we think it was Annabelle.
Annabelle's quite a well-known ghost around Arrowton. The White Lion.
The White Lion, we don't actually go on the White Lion, but that has got its own little stories to tell as well, definitely. Yeah. In fact, most of the village, the places around Arrowton go back to, you know, the 11th, 12th centuries or further back. The first person to own Arrowton Manor was King Alfred the Great's mother. So we're going back 1,200 years. So with all that history, there's been so many people around Arrowton in the past years. There's got to be a few ghosts of them wandering around the place, haven't there?
Oh, definitely. Loads of ghosts. And are you doing any more ghost walks?
Yeah, we're doing this one today at 3 o'clock, but that's just a half hour one. But the Isle of Wight Ghost Experience, which is what I'm working with, Mark Tuckey, we do ghost walks around Newport and Arrowton on a Thursday evening, and Shanklin on a Sunday evening, and also around Ventnor Botanic Gardens. So we do those every week, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday and Sunday, and you can book online and come and hear about the spooky past of the other parts of the island as well as Arrowton.
Well, when are your next ghost walks?
The next one, we've got Shanklin, and then the one after that will be Tuesday at Ventnor Botanic Gardens, and that is very, very spooky. Very spooky.
And you do some in October, in the autumn.
We will carry on over the summer as far as people want to come. Around sort of September time, if the weather's good, people will want to come on walks. If it's not so nice, they might not. But when it gets to the end of October and it's Halloween time, then there'll be a few special events coming up, which you'll have to look online and on our Facebook page and the website to find out exactly what's happening there.
Thank you for letting me interview you.
You're very welcome. Good to see you, Chip. You take care.
And I'll come and join you on the ghost walk today.
I look forward to scaring you out of your wits.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chip. Cheers.